Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
824 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley is behind the glass. 215-592-9494. I do not believe the Philadelphia Eagles need to draft a wide receiver in the first round. It is not a must for me here in the first round of the 2020 NFL draft, which will amount to a fantasy football draft. And part of it will take place in Howie Roseman's house somewhere. So we'll get back to all that. And here's what we're going to do now. It's AMA time. The first ever evening show, non-rights to Ricky Sanchez AMA. So you call in 215-592-9494, and here's the rules. There are none. You can ask me anything, and I will answer. So we'll start off with our social media questions, and if you want to join on the phone lines, you get to be up next. Tucker will pause asking me on social media, and if you want to join on the phone lines, 215-592-9494, we will take your phone calls. Ask me anything. All right, let's see what the people want to know, and Tucker will ask me, and I will – this is the rules. I have to answer.
Would you trade Zach Ertz?
Yes. I have made it clear over the years. In fact, I'm going to tell a quick story here. There is still someone, I forget who it is, and usually when someone tweets at me angry all the time, I mute them. But there's someone who was listening. This must have been last winter, Tucker, maybe before the Phillies even acquired like Bryce and JT, but it was like the middle of last winter. And I think the discussion was like a big picture, I would trade anyone. And the example I used was I said, look, I don't want to trade Aaron Nola. And this was coming off Aaron Nola's third in the Cy Young in 2018. I said, I don't want to trade Aaron Nola, but if the Cleveland Indians called and said Francisco Lindor for Aaron Nola, I would do it. Like that was my point I was trying to make. I would trade anyone. The person that was listening in that moment, still to this day, whenever I throw out an opinion on anything, says, you wanted to trade Aaron Nola. Well, no, I didn't want to trade Aaron Nola.
I mean, Aaron Nola peaked.
He did. He probably never had that kind of season again. I didn't want to trade Aaron Nola. I don't want to trade Zach Ertz, but I would. Yeah, if the right offer came in, I would trade at Zach Ertz, definitely.
Howie Roseman accidentally FaceTimes you on draft night. During your 30-second conversation, what are you trying to convince him?
You do not have to take a receiver in the first round. All Howie has to do is listen to the show. I mean, he'd have all these things here. I would try to tell him that I really like Brandon Ayuk out of Arizona State after watching him on YouTube this morning.
How long did it take you to learn how to pronounce his name?
Actually, if you go to the NFL.com, the profiles of the players,
right,
they have the pronunciation there if it is a non-traditional name. So that didn't take me long at all.
If it's like four vowels in a row.
Yes, if it's Ayuk. It's a cool name. I would tell him I like him. And I would also tell him that if you don't get a receiver in the first round and Brandon Cooks is if the Rams are still shopping him around the fourth or fifth round pick, I would take that chance on Brandon Cooks. Though, I will say, Tucker, I don't know if I'd answer. Do you answer FaceTimes from numbers you don't know?
All the time.
I've never done that. I don't actually think I've ever been FaceTimed by accident by a number I didn't know. Like, a friend could FaceTime me by accident, the wrong button. But a FaceTime to a number you don't know, it means they have your number.
Yeah, let's be real. Like, it takes a lot to FaceTime someone by accident. It's not like you're, like, I type in phone numbers all the time here, right, to call up guests. Sometimes I mistype a number and you get a random person. Like, I tried to call Warren Moon the one time I accidentally called an old lady. That was kind of funny.
Not Warren Moon.
It was not Warren Moon, believe it or not.
Now, imagine if you were FaceTiming Warren Moon and you FaceTimed an old lady instead.
Yeah, I mean, but, like, to FaceTime, like, you'd have to go, like, it's a much more thorough process than just typing in 10 numbers.
Right, so that means that's the weird part, because the person that's FaceTiming you definitely has your number saved, because that's the only way you're going to FaceTime
right.
by accident. But if you don't have their number saved, something's wrong there. My honest answer to this question is, I wouldn't answer how he's FaceTime.
Now on draft night, I'm just going to start FaceTiming you with random numbers.
I wouldn't know. How do you do that? You can't FaceTime from another...
I'll use my burner
account.
Oh,
your burner account. Okay.
This one seems kind of hypothetical, but it's, why are you the way you are?
This is the way this is the way I was born. I don't know. This is the way I am. I am the way I am. Is that the one with the GIF?
Yeah, it's a GIF of Michael Scott
from The Office, which I've never seen an episode of.
Right.
But I get that GIF a lot. People always say it to me. I don't know why I am the way I am.
Why wouldn't you trade down? Did you say you wouldn't trade down?
I didn't say that. There's no reason I wouldn't trade down. And I would trade down if I were the Eagles. I'll frame it this way. If all three receivers are gone, the top three guys, Ruggs and Judy and Lamb, which it seems like they're going to be gone by number 21. And I think there's a chance Justin Jefferson goes too. I mean, I saw Jefferson mocked the Dolphins at 18 the other day. If all four receivers, the top four receivers are gone, I don't think you can make a real compelling argument that any receiver left is the 21st, the number 21 guy on the Eagles board. I mean, I don't know what it looks like. You don't either. But just based on the way you see these rankings, I think they'd be reaching at 21 if Jefferson is gone too. So in that case, yes, they should trade down. But they absolutely should. That they should target either a different position or trade down and get extra draft picks. Yes, I would trade down. So you're putting words in my mouth. I would trade down, sure.
Why do you seemingly want the Eagles to make all the wrong decisions?
I don't. I just give you my opinion on what the right decision would be. Wrong? Why would I say they should do the wrong thing? Look, I have my thoughts on how they should build their team the best way. I mean, in a way, they listen to me. I mean, no one wants to believe it, but Tucker knows. What was I saying in January? They should spend on defense. They should revamp the defense this offseason. And I've complained about some things, but they've done that. I mean, they've really made their offseason priority on kind of reallocating the cap room towards defense. They hadn't done that in a long time. And this offseason, it's all they've done. Now, I didn't think they would go this far. I mean, they've done nothing on offense. But, I mean, they listened to me on that one.
2 years from now, will Matt Klentak still be GM of the Phillies?
No. It's a stern no. I mean, look, the only way he is if they make the playoffs this year. Now, I suppose if there's an out to this is if there's no 2020 season. He's not going to be fired. They thought they had – I mean, again, think about it right now. They brought him back for this year. If this season doesn't happen, he's back for 2021. He's back. What that would do, it would create an enormous, enormous pressure point and a pressure year for the Phillies in which – He'd have to make the playoffs. I understand that this year is no one's fault, but like, just think of the timeline. If there's no 2020 season, 21 would be his sixth year here. They'd have to make the playoffs next year, otherwise it's over. And on top of that, if there's no season this year, guess who's going to free agency? JT.
Joe Thomas from Utah.
Is that his name?
I have no idea. I've never looked it up.
I've never looked it up either, and that's weird that we don't know.
I'm usually like a huge fan of people with initials, and I have to know them.
So here's what we need to do before the end of the show tonight. We need to know. I'm gonna base my thoughts fully on KJ Hamler and what those initials stand for. And with JT, we're gonna find out right now. Tucker's gonna look it up. We're gonna find out right now if he's really worth the $120 million he's looking for.
It's Jacob Tyler.
That's a good baseball name.
I think JT is an upgrade.
Oh, it is, but I'm fine with Jacob Tyler. The initials upgraded.
Would he be Jake? Would he be Jake Romuto?
Jay, yes. That's a catcher's name.
I don't like it.
You don't like Jake?
Jake Romuto? No. There's a cap with Jake Romuto.
But, I mean, also, JT's more of a kid's name. As he goes into his 30s, he might have to become Jake. Anyway, I'm on board with that. Jake Romuto is JT. And what's KJ Hamler?
Kali Jacoby.
That's unique. I could see why he went with KJ, though. I mean, it's probably like just easier for kids when he's growing
up. I think Jacoby Hamler's a much cooler name.
I could see Jacoby Hamler making a big play in a playoff game.
Yeah.
Like, remember that big deep pass Carson threw to Jacoby Hamler?
Yeah, Jacoby Hamler is a much better name than KJ.
All right. So you're down on KJ, but pro Jacoby?
Yeah. Speaking of Eagles receivers, who will lead the Eagles in receiving next year?
That is an outstanding – okay, I'll give my answer is Zach Ertz. I think the question was probably tailored more towards wide receiver. That's probably with the genesis of that question. I would say Zach Ertz is the answer. But I would say if I had to pick a wide receiver, Greg Ward. If I had to pick a receiver right now today that will lead the Eagles in receiving yards next year, I am going with Greg Ward. I think Greg Ward right now will be their slot receiver. I trust him to play and be a reception machine out of the slot. First, I don't know if J.J. Arcega-Whiteside could get open against outside coverage. And DeSean Jackson will ultimately get hurt. Let's just call it for what it is. Like, if he has 700 yards, that's probably good because he's going to miss 3 or 4 or 5 games. I'm going with Greg Ward. 780 yards, leading receiver.
That's sad.
Well, I'm working with this receiving core right now.
What major sports teams are you really a fan of?
The Eagles and the Phillies. Sixers, I don't have like a embedded feeling for the Sixers. I don't know. They just kind of annoy me. I mean, I root for them. And as we found out, so what happens to my Flyers bandwagon thing?
I mean, the bandwagon broke down. Broke apart and is now on hiatus, I guess. Everyone took a piece and went home.
Is it like the playoff bus or no? We never got to make the bandwagon. I assumed that we would like make the graphic for the bandwagon as we got closer to the playoffs.
Yeah, the graphic designer for the evening show took some time off.
Well, listen, everyone sometimes has to take some time off, and that's what we're doing right now. I understand. I'm not going to make the graphic designer work without hockey. But that does make me feel like I missed the playoff bandwagon. That was fun.
It was a cool 2 weeks when everyone talked about it.
Yeah, I was excited to be on the Flyers bandwagon for a while. Yes, so you know, mostly Flyers, Phillies, and Eagles.
When is the next Art of the Take coming out?
There really are a couple things on that. And Art of the Take is a podcast I do with Spike and Jack Fritz. Two things on that. One, we were looking forward to baseball season because that's when I would have the time to do it. The reason we don't do them, I haven't done them in a while, is we need all to be free at the same time, and that's almost impossible now with Jack producing afternoons. The one we could do it is after leading off when the Phillies took over on the air, when I had some time at night before the game started, and that doesn't exist right now. So the honest answer is probably not until baseball comes back. And the other thing is, like, there's three of us. If we went into a studio here, social distancing, I don't know how that works. That seems like a lot of people in a small area. So you have to wait a while for that one.
What's the worst jersey you've ever seen worn in public?
Browns Brady Quinn.
Wow.
Jets Tim Tebow. I'm trying to think if there's any other really. I'm trying to think of some baseball team jerseys I've seen.
Growing up, so I went to middle school with someone who had a Jeremy Bloom jersey.
The skier?
Yeah.
Did he know him?
I have no idea. I don't even remember who it was. I just remember seeing that in like 6th or 7th grade, and think it was the most ridiculous thing in the world.
That's a bad one. Who's the worst jersey you ever bought? You ever buy a bad jersey? Like, oh, this is an instant regret. This guy is not going to pan out. He stinks.
Javon Kearse may have been the worst one.
So I went through a phase where I would pick a first-round player in the NFL draft. It didn't matter what team. Like, just a player I liked coming out of college. So I had a lot of just wacky jerseys when I was, I guess, in middle school, high school. And I bought... So I was excited for this guy to go into the NFL because I thought he was going to be a good receiver in the NFL. I bought a Jeff Samardzija Notre Dame jersey. And I was like, this is going to be cool because Jeff Samardzija is going to be...
That is cool now.
Well, it kind of is. I don't know where it is anymore. And then he went to pitch in baseball. So I had a Jeff Samardzija. The coolest jersey I ever had. I bought it on... I forget what website sells all of the jerseys. I bought a LaDainian Tomlinson TCU jersey. That's probably my favorite... like off-the-wall jersey ever had. LaDainian Tomlinson, TCU Horned Frogs.
Yeah, I mean, growing up, I had Allen Iverson jerseys. I had a Brian Dawkins jersey. Had a lot of Chase Utley jerseys, Cliff Lee jerseys. I never had like one that I immediately regretted.
You see those though. You see those.
My
out.
Little brother probably has the worst luck of anybody.
Does he like just pick players he likes? Or?
So he got a Brad Lidge jersey after 2008.
That's so bad.
That didn't work out. He got a LeSean McCoy jersey his rookie year. So he changed his number like the very next year.
Oh, that's right.
He got a Nnamdi Asamoah jersey.
Bad luck.
That didn't work out.
You can't buy jerseys.
Got a Jeremy Maclin jersey like in 2013. That didn't really work out because he only played 1 year. He got a Hunter Pence jersey.
He got traded away.
He got traded away like 6 months later. He has a Cesar Hernandez jersey. That didn't really work out.
So who does he like now? That's a kiss of death. Like who are some of his favorite players right now? Because they're going to be gone or hurt soon.
Carson Wentz. He has a Carson Wentz jersey.
No.
He wears a lot.
Oh, no.
And he has his Cesar Hernandez jersey.
I think he tweeted me once about Cesar.
Oh, he loves Cesar Hernandez.
Cesar's a good player. Any more? One more AMA?
Who's a better quarterback, Wentz or Prescott?
Prescott. And this is no secret. Right now in their careers, Dak Prescott's a better quarterback. He's a more accomplished quarterback. He's a better one. He's more accurate. It's close. I mean, I always say that when we have these discussions. It's close. I mean, they're I would say somewhere they're both around the same area. Last year, Prescott was better. I mean, last year, Prescott put up ridiculous numbers. Ridiculous. And he was, I don't know, one of the five or six or seven best quarterbacks in the NFL last season. Now, Wentz has had a season like that in 2017 where he was. But one guy is more durable. One guy's won more. One guy's won a playoff game. He hasn't done it yet. So right now I would go Dak over Wentz. That was a fun AMA. A little Dak Wentz at the end. Jerseys. I like that. We'll do that again soon.
Yeah, that was fun.
215-592-9494. Kevin is in Trenton. Kevin's got a joke for me. What's up, Kevin?
Yeah, man. I want to ask you something. I was kind of boggled my mind when I first heard it. But it was about a farmer driving down the highway, driving a convertible, right? He had two ducks in the back seat of the car. He was speeding, and the state police stopped him. So what happened was the cop stopped him, and he said, hey, buddy, you knew you were driving over the speed limit. And what are you doing with those two ducks in the back seat? He said, I'm taking them to the zoo. He said, you do that, buddy. Take those two ducks to the zoo. Okay, so a week later, the same guy's farmer is driving down the highway with the same two ducks in the back seat. This time they're wearing sunglasses. And the cop stops him. Same cop stops him. And he says, hey, buddy, you're speeding again. So why are those two ducks still in the back seat? You told me you were taking them to the zoo. He said, I did, officer, and they had a great time. This time I'm taking them to the beach. You know, that's why the two ducks are wearing sunglasses. If you get...
I get it. I'm hearing it, Kevin. What happened then?
No. That was it.
That was it.
That's why the two ducks were wearing sunglasses the next time the cop stopped them, because he was taking them to the beach. He did take them to the zoo, and he said they had a great time. So, anyway, man, I'm sorry to bother you.
No. It's Kevin. I'm going to tell my son that one tomorrow morning when he wakes up. He's going to love it. Kevin, I appreciate it, man.
All right, take care, man. All right.
Kevin and Trenton dropping duck jokes.
You know it's a good joke when he missed the punchline.
Oh, I miss it?
I did, too.
Well, I just thought there was – I thought there might have been more. I didn't know where it was going to end.
I mean, I was excited. Really, he was setting it up well, and I guess I was more focused on the cop than the actual ducks.
Yeah,
the sunglasses, I didn't realize that was going to be the joke.
Yeah, the cop was the red herring there. We were focused on the wrong part of the joke.
Yeah, that's on us.
That's all right. 215-592-9494. Joke hour here on the evening show. But jokes in an AMA this hour. This has been one of the more eclectic hours of the show we've had in some time. Beowulf, jokes, ducks, and an AMA. We'll come back, your phone calls, and... You're going to hear on the other side from Larry Boa, who is bullish on the Phillies and what they can be this year, and some news on what the Monday Night Football booth could look like. Monday Night Football in 2020, who could be in it? And it's a guy that his name comes up a lot here in Philadelphia. Tell you who I'm talking about. 215-592-9494, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.